Welcome to Coffee and Bottles.
I don't know what's going on. We were even trying to stream something earlier and it was like 2 minutes, like something went wrong. I'm like, no, what's going wrong? But anyway, how are you?
Welcome to Coffee and Bottles. My name is Mathusha, and I'm a full-time working mom who struggled with fertility but now have a 2-year-old son.
And I'm Adriana, a stay-at-home mom with 3 little kids under 6 years old. And in my past life, I was an early childhood educator.
I'm good. How are you?
Good, good. I wanted to tell you so many things.
I know, and I have so many things too, but you start.
Okay. Well, I mean, it might be better if you remember what it was, because it's going to take me a minute to remember what I wanted
Okay,
to
so, oh, so I'll start first, or
do okay. You want to... Yeah, you go.
Yeah,
first.
Okay.
I hope so, think.
Alrighty, so from the beginning, we started with hand, foot, and mouth.
Right?
Yes. I think that's where we ended off.
Yeah.
So I told you we got the email about hand, foot, and mouth. Mm-hmm. And then we kept him home because we're like, we don't want him to get hand, foot, and mouth because it's highly contagious.
Right.
And then we're like, oh, everything's good. Everything's fine. And then we had an event, like a baby shower to go to. So we're like, oh, he's fine. He can go. So we went and then came home that night. He had a fever.
Oh no.
I know. And then he in his groin area, he had like a whole bunch of little dots. Yeah, and then he had like a couple on his face. But not many, just like two, and then like on his like knee or in behind the knee, he had like a few, but it wasn't like significant, thank God.
Right. Yeah.
So I'm like, okay, it's not that bad, right? So So we said, okay, he only went to daycare one day, that Tuesday, because Monday we were at a cottage, and then Tuesday he went to daycare, then Tuesday we get the email, and then Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, he was at my parents'.
Oh, I see.
And it's
so
like
he
that
wasn't
one
even
day.
There. Oh, my God.
He wasn't. He was there for like a day.
Oh, man.
And then hand, foot, and mouth.
What are the odds? I mean, obviously, it must have been going on before that then.
Yeah.
But, oh, man, that sucks.
Yeah, it was the worst. But you know what? It wasn't too bad. Then Shan caught it, and Shan was actually pretty bad.
Oh, no.
He had it all over his hands. He had it all over his feet and, like, his ear area.
Oh, my God.
I know, and it's like our kid. Mm-hmm. Barely, like, didn't get a lot, and he ends up getting it worse than he did.
Oh,
yeah,
that sounds so painful. Like,
it was very painful. I felt so bad for him.
Aww.
Yeah, so that was hand, foot, and mouth. Mm-hmm. And then he goes back to daycare, and then he got pushed on the playground,
right? Oh, no,
so he got pushed on the playground. It was like his nose was bleeding, and they called me, and they were panicked on the phone. Like they sounded very worried, but what they're telling me was not panicky.
Right.
They were like, "Oh, it's okay. Like we cleaned up his nose. He's fine. Don't worry. You don't have to come. Like he'll be fine for the rest of the day. He's in good spirits, right? Like he's okay."
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then they had another worker there who's a foreign nurse, and she's like retraining in Canada. Mm-hmm. So they had her look at it, and she's like, yeah, it's completely fine. And you know, everything was good.
Okay.
So we bring him home, you know, we notice, you know, there's blood stains on his shirt, but it was washed off. So it's, you know, he doesn't look scary.
Mm-hmm.
But this something inside me was like, we should probably take him to the pediatrician just in case, right? So,
right, yeah.
Took him to the pediatrician. The pediatrician's like, there's something in the back of his nose. I'm going to give you a note. I want you to go to SickKids. It's could be a hematoma. And a hematoma is a blood clot. And the blood clot needs to be drained depending on what kind of blood clot it is.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so that was scary. So we, you know, I'm panicking because the pediatrician just told me that I need to take him to SickKids. Like, not even like the regular, like the hospital near us, like go downtown to SickKids. I'm like, okay.
Yeah, SickKids is more like specialized for like, you know, kind of more serious stuff too. For those of you who don't know.
Yes, exactly. And it's like, and it's the one of a kind in Ontario. There's no other facility like it. And it's it's world class, right? Like, that's how people talk about it. And it's completely for children. So I call Shan, and Shan's like, okay, we'll go to SickKids. And he's just like, oh my God, we can't catch a break with his hand, foot, and mouth, and now this. So we jump in the car, we go down to SickKids, and we go into their emergency room. And we show them the note, and they completely dismiss it. Like, really? It's not, like, not dismiss it, like, go home, but, like, more this isn't that serious.
We got
that vibe, right? Like, it was just like, okay, you guys, like, you know, the nurses are like, are you serious? Like, they were annoyed. Like, you can visibly tell that they were like, why are you here? So I'm like, I guess it's not that serious to Shannon. Shannon's like, I guess not. So we're sitting in the waiting room, and we wait for like a good 4 hours. And then I start getting a little panicky because I'm like, it's been 4 hours. Pediatrician told me it's urgent and I should be coming to SickKids right away. Like, what is going on?
Yeah.
And then we talk to the nurse, and they're like, oh, we're going to move everyone because this, like, the orthopedic doctor area closes. So we're going to have to wait in another area. And there will be no doctor for like a good hour and a bit. And then when they start running up again, because it's the middle of the night now, right?
Right.
So like, once it starts running up again, we'll be seen, and we'll still have our spot. And I'm like, what the heck is going on, right?
Wow.
And then she also mentions like they're dealing with life and death situations. Like there's two really bad cases that came in through emergency that they have to prioritize. And all doctors were in that area in emergency at that point. So I'm like to Shan, I'm like, should we go? Because our experience here is it's not that urgent. Like, it's not an emergency.
That's so we have,
so we talked to a nurse. She reassesses, and she's like, he's not in excruciating pain. It shouldn't be an issue. If you'd like, come back tomorrow. Mornings tend to be a little bit more quieter.
Right.
So we end up going home in the middle of the night, right? Logan goes to sleep, and Shannon and I talk about it, and we're like, you know what, instead of going down to SickKids and them going, why the heck are you here, which they didn't say, they would never tell us, but you could tell that they weren't
because you did say it's more serious stuff, like life or death situations.
Exactly. And that's not just me saying it. That was what I was told.
Yes.
When I was there. It's like, it's life and death situations that we're dealing with in emergency. And I went back to the nurse. I'm like, which makes sense, but the pediatrician told me to come here. Like, it wasn't me going, I'm going to waste your time. Let's come. So so I'm like to Shannon, I'm like, let's just go to the urgent care center. So we ended up going to the urgent care center. Nearby, and it's a great facility. It has like its own x-ray room, and they took an x-ray of his nose, and this doctor looks in his nose and says, there's something in there. So he's like, there's something in there. He's like, the x-ray shows that there's no fracture, but he most likely has a hematoma. And I say, okay. So he's like, you need to go to emergency. I'm like, can I just go here? He's like, if it was my kid, I would go to SickKids.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So then we're like, okay, I guess we're going to SickKids.
Okay.
And then he's like, I'll write you a note. I'll give the copy of your copy of the x-rays, and then you can take him down. And we come home, and Shannon and I are like, okay, we can go now, which is the evening. And then we're going to be running into the same situation as last night.
Right.
Where we're going to sit there. It's going to be the middle of the night. there's not going to be any doctors, you know, it's overnight, or we wait until the next day and we go in the morning. Mm-hmm. So that's what we decided to do. We waited, and then we waited in the morning. And the reason we waited is because, like, Logan's bruising was all gone.
Okay. Okay.
At that point, he had no bruising. He was laughing. He was running around. Mm-hmm. Even when I touched his nose, he didn't really even say it hurt that bad.
Right.
Right? Okay. It was a little sore, but nothing too crazy.
Yeah.
So we go down to SickKids. Mm-hmm. We finally see someone after 3 hours. Mm-hmm. Okay. I think it was like 4 hours at this point. Mm-hmm. No, it was 5 hours because it took it was a 5 hour visit, and the 5th hour is when we saw somebody. So mm-hmm. we talked to the doctor there, and they're like, we see something. Mm-hmm. So the pediatrician said it was the right side. No, the left right. side.
Okay.
The doctor I saw at urgent care said it was the right side. Mm-hmm. And then this individual is telling me that it's in the middle.
Okay.
Yeah.
Confused, but okay.
I'm like, what's going on? Mm-hmm. So he's like, I'm going to get an ENT.
Okay.
An ENT is an ear, nose, throat specialist. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So this lady comes down and she looks through his nose. She shines a light in it. She digs through it, you know, removes some boogers like mm-hmm. from his nose.
Yeah.
And she's like, it's nothing.
Oh, thank goodness.
See, you were like, thank goodness. I'm like, are you effing kidding me? I'm like, I mentally prepared myself for it to be something. And you know, we didn't sleep properly for like 3 days.
I know.
We were like, you know, we're like, do we go now? And we're like, but they're just going to turn us back, or they're just going to make us feel stupid. Like, why? But
so what did everyone see then? If it was nothing.
I don't know. Was it boogers? Like, did they see boogies? And like, they couldn't differentiate between a boogie and a
thing? But you would think that, like, obviously you can kind of see that stuff, no?
I don't know. I have no idea. It basically, it was 3 days of not sleeping properly. Close to like 15 hours probably just spent sitting around. Like, it was just crazy. But yes, you're right, thank goodness it was nothing. Mm-hmm. Because the three doctors that we saw, or like the two doctors, the pediatrician and the urgent care person, they scared the crap out of us.
Of course. Yeah, but right? Again, like, better to be safe than sorry, right?
Yes. And then the last time I went to SickKids, like the visit that we saw the ENT in triage, because you have to mm-hmm. start all over again.
Right.
In triage, the nurse was like, a hematoma is not a big deal. That's what she says to me. She's like, it's not a big deal. Really? That can drain itself. You don't have to come here. And I'm like.
Yeah.
So again, I'm like annoyed.
I know. This is where I get really frustrated with, like, our system. As much as we're very fortunate, we have healthcare and everything, but I feel like a lot of the information is a little bit misguided sometimes.
Yes.
Like, even for us, right? We were talking to my family doctor at the mm-hmm. time, and then he was like, oh yeah, go to the hospital and you can go to like the pediatric area. And they were like, no, no, you can't come here. Like, you have to go to the urgent, whatever, like the day, I think it was like close to day surgery for kids or something like that. Yeah. And then we were like, what are you talking? And then we went there and they're like, oh, sorry, the hours are closed on the weekend. Like, it was just all kinds of communication.
Yes.
And it was so frustrating. It's like, I get it, you specialize in one thing, but like, shouldn't you kind of have, I mean, I obviously it's easy for me to say, but it would be nice if they had like a well-rounded, you know, knowledge of like different areas as well. But sadly
it's not. And but like at least what mm-hmm. that person could have done was looked up the hours for where they were sending you.
Well,
or that, even know it
there's
just
a lot that
closed.
That person could have done. I mean, they were great to me, but then as soon as I had kids, it was like, whoa, I'm in a whole different, you know, this isn't my forte. But man, it's like, yeah, I feel you, because like, I guess you can kind of take comfort in the fact that three of the doctors were like, oh yeah, I do see something, opposed to, no, I don't, or I think I do, I'm not sure, let me Google it, or something like that, I don't know.
And the third doctor that we saw in Sick Kids, who called the ENT, he started off the conversation was like, really? They sent you here? And I'm like, and I you know, waiting for 5 hours, not sleeping properly for three days. And I snapped back at him. And I'm like, well, I think Sick Kids needs to speak to their pediatricians in Ontario, because they're making me think that it's something urgent. I come here and it's not.
Yeah. Well, that's not my fault. If I'm told to go somewhere, I'm going to go somewhere, because I actually care about the well-being of my child, not just like, I've studied this for years in school, I know this is not an emergency. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, oh man, I totally hear you. That's so frustrating. I'm so sorry you had to experience that.
It's no problem at all, Adriana. Just... I wish someone would fix this issue. I don't know, have a virtual conference or something. Tell these pediatricians to not overreact and send the, I don't know what to tell you. Like I'm here because my doctor that I trust told me to come here. I didn't come here to waste your time, because when I'm wasting your time, you know, I'm wasting my own time. Like, I wasted more time than I am wasting your time.
yeah. And I have a pregnancy story. With the first pregnancy, I had cholestasis. Didn't know I had it. Yeah. And I just kept saying, like, oh, I'm really itchy. And every single person kept saying, I went to emergency a few times because I was like, I'm really itchy. And they were just like, yeah, you need to put cream. And, you know, your belly's going to stretch during pregnancy. This is your first pregnancy. Like, it's totally normal. You will be itchy. And even like no offense to them, obviously, but like nobody really has this knowledge until you have it, right? But a lot of my coworkers, same thing. They were just like, yeah, I had an itchy belly too. Like, that's a real thing. And I was like, okay, it's a thing. So I waited and waited until one night at 2 or 3 a.m. Remember, I think I was telling you the story.
Yes.
I woke up scratching to the point where I'm bleeding. I'm causing some like marks on my tummy, and like it felt raw. Sorry, TMI. And I was just like, I need to go to the emergency. So I went, because I was like, what's wrong with my, like, is it my baby that's doing this to me? What is happening right
now? Yeah.
And then it wasn't until after, and then mind you, like here in Ontario, I don't know how it is in other places in the world, but like when you first get pregnant, you don't see that your like OBGYN for like another 4 weeks.
Yes.
And then it's like again for another, like there's a long period of time between your first visit and your second visit.
Yeah.
So during that time, I'm just like back and forth to emergency, and I'm like, what's going on? Everyone's like, oh, it could be an allergic reaction. Why don't you try taking Benadryl?
Oh God.
You know what I mean? Like all these things. And it was just like, if only people were more educated. The good news is, it sounds like based on my previous experience, like my most recent one, it sounds like people, doctors in particular, OBGYNs in particular, are becoming more educated about these things. Because it's like, that really, unfortunately, could be life and death for the fetus.
Yes.
So and you do need to address that right away.
And it's common, right?
Yes. It's quite, I would say it's pretty common, more so among people who are of Asian descent, I've heard. But Yeah, like it's just crazy because like if you're navigating, if you're told that you have it, first of all, because you have to ask for that test. And if you're told that you have it, you need to kind of learn about it on your own because nobody really knows about it. And that was
Crazy.
the frustrating part. That's why thankfully with third, I was like, oh yeah, not my first rodeo. Like I kind of know what's happening here. But the first, oh my God, I was terrified. I couldn't sleep at all. Hence the insomnia.
Well, that makes total sense, but it's like even your OB, you weren't able to call someone and say, "Hey, this is what's happening. Can you help me?" Like that's crazy. It's nuts.
I think it was maybe only like the third visit that she was like, oh, I noticed like in your records that you went to the emergency 2 times, like between from when I last saw you. And I was like, yeah, I'm really itchy. So then that was kind of a red flag where she was like, oh, like I've heard about this thing. Could that be it? Let's get you tested. So thankfully, she
He knew
knew
what she was
enough to
doing.
do that, right? But it's crazy. You really have to like advocate this, but this goes back to everything you always say, Methuselah, like in all of our podcast episodes and everything. Advocate for yourself. Like
There's
you
no other
yourself,
choice.
yes, you know when something's off, when you feel like even with Logan, right? Like you guys were just like you couldn't sleep because you had heard about this and you're like, there's a gut feeling, like you want to check it out. Because otherwise you could have just easily been like, okay, daycare said it was fine. You know what I mean? Like, and that could have been that.
And it's funny because I was talking to another parent and she was like, I would have just thought it was a bruise. Like it's just bruising. He'll get over it. Let's move on, right? Because like, people,
And every,
bump their nose all the time.
yes, and everyone reacts to it differently, right? For me, I would prefer peace of mind. I know you're the same way, right? Where you're just like, yep, I need to know. Like, what
Tell
is
me
it?
now and tell
Yes.
me in a comprehensive way and do not dismiss what I have to say.
Yeah, and not like 15 hours later. So,
Yes. Jeez.
oh man, I know. Yeah, pros and cons, people. Pros and cons.
Oh, it was nuts. So eventually he's fine. The ENT did say that if his nose drops on one side, then to bring him back to emergency. And also, if he's not breathing from one side of his nostril, to bring him back to emergency. But I'm like, how do I even know?
I know. It's hard. Well, I with breathing, because we've recently gone through that in the past like few weeks and months, it's like more of a heavy labored breathing. You'll notice, like you'll see their chest is kind of like lifting up a bit more, or their tummy might even expand to really like get that big inhale. But for the most part, it's like, yeah, if they're running and playing, like it's tough to know. And especially like you have a toddler, so like they're always moving around, like they barely sit still.
Yeah, he's fine, thankfully. Everything's good. He's
Thank God, yeah.
nothing's wrong. And then we kind of fought with the daycare. So what happened was when we found out that he had a hematoma, we called the daycare and well, Shan called the daycare and he had a conversation with them and said, he fell and he has this now and now we have to take him to SickKids and like giving them this whole explanation. And truthfully, I don't know what he was trying to achieve from this. However, we felt like we needed to tell them. And I, you know what? The number one reason was because you shouldn't be providing medical advice, right? Like I didn't want to hear that. Like there's no reason for them to say dismissing it and saying, "Oh, he's fine." Like we had a nurse look at it here. Right? They shouldn't have done that. That nurse is not even like regulated in Canada yet. So that was one thing. And also like he was pushed. And he was pushed hard enough where he had scratches on his nose, he bled a lot, and then it resulted in this thing, right? mm-hmm. or this thing that we thought was a thing at that moment. So, so we were concerned and we're like, is this happening often? Mm-hmm. Like, does this kid go around pushing people like this? And then, then they got defensive and they were like, no, they were playing and blah, blah, blah. And it was like a whole thing.
Right.
Yeah. So that was that.
Mm-hmm. Well, and that's like, I think that's the parenting side, right? Where you're just like, I'm sorry, what just happened?
Yeah.
Like, that's tough. It's really tough.
It's we're not blaming anyone saying, oh, you should have watched him or like, you should have stopped this from happening. But, you know, like there was a lot of like conversations about, oh, he got pushed, but thank goodness he fell on the grass. This place does not have any grass. They have fake grass.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, the thin material of like green.
Like Easter grass almost. Or
exactly. Not soft at all. And it's laid on top of concrete.
Oh no.
So he fell on concrete. He didn't fall on grass. You know, that really upset me because when they were defending themselves, because I had a conversation afterwards. So Shan had a conversation, then I called them back just to say, we have to take him to Sick Kids. He has to go to daycare because I have to work, right? And can you just keep an extra eye on him? Because they say that he has this thing, right?
Right.
So I said that and she was like, we do keep an eye on them. Like he was like a whole thing. And I said, you know, that's not what I'm trying to say. Like I had to clarify. But I also, and then she was saying, you know, thank goodness he just fell on the grass. It's not like a big deal. Like she was dismissing it. And then I got upset and I'm like, which grass? I'm like, was it the grass near the trees on the side of the daycare? And she's like, no, it's the back. I'm like, so it's the fake grass then. And she's like, yes. I'm like, yeah, okay. So it's nice and hard. I understand where they're coming from, where they can't like admit to fault and they can't like say, you know, they can't say those things because it's the reputation of the daycare and whatever, right? But the fact that it was, you know, one saying it's fine, like, you know, he's okay. You know, we had a nurse look at him. He's fine. That piece, that was not cool.
Yeah.
I didn't like that.
Yeah. And then to the cover second piece, them, they should always say, like, but if you're not sure, like, obviously you can go and see, you know, a doctor or whatever after.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. Like, that would be normal protocol. And then the second thing is, like, oh, he fell on the grass. It's like, no, he didn't. He didn't fall on the grass. He fell on, like, the fake carpet that you put out there that's not soft, that, you know, left marks on his face.
Yeah.
Follow us on Facebook and Instagram, and feel free to tag us at #CoffeeInBottlesPodcast. Thank you for listening to Coffee in Bottles. Keep sipping on.